any questions?
I don't have a question, Herman, but I'm thinking about an experience I had just the other day.
Let's hear it.
With the power and the force of the elemental that comes in. I spent the afternoon with a woman I hadn't seen for 20 years.
Right.
And when we were 5 and 6 years old, I couldn't stand her.
Right.
I was very mean to her.
Right.
And this afternoon that we spent together, we had such a strong rapport, good connection, but I still felt the dislike I had of her as a six-year-old. And I didn't dislike her at all, really, now. It was amazing to feel.
The sound of the girl said you hated her.
Yeah. She said to her husband, this is the woman who was so mean to me as a little girl. And it was amazing because I still felt that entity there.
It lives.
It appears 20 years later, 30 years later.
And it's a Barbie.
Yeah.
She just
being yeah. It was really quite an astounding experience.
And writing a list that you work on,
yeah,
it's best to go back 10, 20, or 30, or 40 years.
I need to go back
30
years.
Somebody so far from living.
They do, and they don't have a thing to do with my reality.
No, they don't.
It's amazing. It was awful.
Right.
Whoa. Herman knows what he's talking about.
And that's very nice. So I go out and make a new list.
I did.
Go back in the past.
The Sea of Maya, does it consist of elementals that have been created over the centuries by human beings? Is it that a person will have a thought and that will attract an elemental?
But the thought itself is
an elemental.
And attracts one of the same family, one that's akin to it in vibration.
So there's two.
Two.
The thought is an elemental and it attracts.
The body is, as if the word is.
The thought is an elemental.
And attracts others like it.
Right. Oh, so it could be a whole little family.
Right.
So then when we're not focused, what we're open to is one or more of those elementals that have been around for ages.
Maybe 100 Russian girls.
Right.
Looking for a place to live.
Right, and we'll attract one akin to the thought we do have.
Right.
Herman, and these elementals shut out the soul light.
They do.
But if we persevere, we can break through the Maya.
That's the hope.
Yeah.
But it takes an intense dedication to watch the negative force coming in. They are a force.
Right. And we identify with it, and so then we don't know we're doing it.
That's why I'm hypnosis.
That's why it's hypnosis.
Yeah, of course we identify with it.
Right. And that's why focusing on the Christ is...
nullifies the vibration
from
the mind.
And brings forth our true identity.
Right.
Which is, we are. Our souls are part of that Christ body.
Right.
Doesn't it also take intense love, Herman?
It does take love.
I mean, that's how usually, isn't it true that a lot of our blocks concern other people? You know,
right.
Our blocks are toward other people, so the intense love toward that person is what's going to break it.
To break the hypnosis in you and they'll help the person you attract, that you direct your being to love too.
Uh-huh.
It's healing over destructive. a bird plane.
The thought.
The love thought is him.
Right.
While resentment and hate is destructive and causes illness.
Now, Herman, like with the experience that Felice mentioned, would it be important for her to go back in time 20 years to the little girl and love?
Well, she went back to the experience, which she is doing. That's back in time. The element that carries the time element with it.
I see.
It seems to happen spontaneously when
well,
you're...
Well, it's so quick that you don't realize.
Yeah, you're focused on love and all of a sudden you see them.
Right.
See that six-year-old situation.
Yeah.
So that's our work. While we're on Earth, is to transmute the personality and let the soul take over. That's our contribution for our life. And then expresses itself that transmutation of you. Now a person ought to express itself in any of the arts, whether singing, dancing, or painting. It's an expression of what you are.
This sounds, I don't know how it sounds, it makes me truly feel grateful for whatever suffering I brought upon myself through my mind, resentments and things. I just become so clear that all the suffering has come from my not being love. And so I've been creating negative karma. I've been harming other people,
right.
And in truth, that makes me very grateful that I've suffered for it, so I can clear it up.
Grateful that you've come aware.
Aware.
And know what to do.
And now, and it's just what you've been saying for the last 10 years. Work on your list and love people, and it's right there.
25.
In the temple. Herman, working out a block with someone, if we hold the image of the person and just feel the love within at first.
Hold the image.
Hold the image.
And direct the love to that person. Direct the love.
So what you feel at first.
Well, otherwise, that's
right.
You don't feel it.
Sometimes it takes a while to feel it, you know. Right. You have a block.
You feel a block.
I mean, rather than just direct the energy to the person,
well,
feel the love first.
Right.
Herman, when you're not feeling the love, but you're feeling the block or the resentment or something like that, then how do you make the shift?
By saying, I love you, and put your arms around the person. Not psychically. I keep saying, I love you, I do resent you.
And that will change the vibration.
Yeah. The resentment I had towards you was a personality. But now I've worked through my soul life. I enveloped you with my soul feeling. Last week we worked on the Passion of the Christ, and we said that one of the bodies of God is the universal Christ. And it means we are enveloped now by that universal body of God. We are enveloped now by the Christ Spirit. We are in it now. Every breath we take, we breathe in the Christ Spirit. So the Christ is not far, but we have to work so hard to make him part of ourselves. Because he is also permeating our body and mind.